The soul is not physical, yet it is the force field of your being. The higher self is not physical, yet it is the living template of the evolved human, the fully awakened personality. The experience of intuition cannot be explained in terms of the five senses because it is the voice of the non-physical world. Therefore, it is not possible to understand your soul or your higher self or your intuition without coming to terms with the existence of non-physical reality. Knowing, in the cognitive sense, cannot produce proof of non-physical reality any more than it can produce proof of God. The challenge and the task for the advanced or expanding mind is to expand to a level at which questions that cannot be answered from within the accepted understanding of truth can be answered. What is non-physical reality? Non-physical reality is your home. You came from non-physical reality. You will return to non-physical reality. And the larger part of you currently resides in and evolves in non-physical reality. The same is true for each of the billions of human beings upon this planet. Therefore, the majority of your interactions with other human beings occurs in non-physical reality. For example, when you think loving thoughts of someone, the cause and effect of your intentions, the way that you choose to shape your energy, influences others. How does this happen? You are a system of light, as are all beings. The frequency of your light depends upon your consciousness. When you shift the level of your consciousness, you shift the frequency of your light. If you choose to forgive someone who has wronged you, rather than to hate that person, you shift the frequency of your light. If you choose to feel affection or kinship with a person, rather than distance or coldness, you shift the frequency of your light. Emotions are currents of energy with different frequencies, and different thoughts create different emotions. For example, thoughts of vengeance, violence, and greed, or thoughts of using others, create emotions such as anger, hatred, jealousy, and fear. These are low-frequency currents of energy, and therefore, they lower the frequency of your light, or consciousness. Creative, or loving, or caring thoughts invoke high-frequency emotions, such as appreciation, forgiveness, and joy, and raise the frequency of your system. If your thoughts are thoughts that draw low-frequency energy currents to you, your physical and emotional attitudes will deteriorate, and emotional or physical disease will follow. Whereas, thoughts that draw high-frequency energy currents to you create physical and emotional health. By choosing your thoughts, and by selecting which emotional currents you will release and which you will reinforce, you determine the quality of your light. You determine the effects that you will have upon others and the nature of the experiences of your life.